Thousands of people took to the streets of the Yemeni capital after Friday prayers, protesting against the immunity from prosecution granted to President Ali Abdullah Saleh in return for his resignation.
Our objection to the deal is the immunity from prosecution, which the Gulf Cooperation Council gave to him. This is the thing we reject completely, and this is why we will stay here until it's achieved.
There were simultaneous protests in Sana'a in support of the president. Local media say fighting broke out between security forces and army defectors. President Saleh signed the accord Wednesday, pledging to step down within 30 days and hand over power to his deputy before negotiations with the opposition. The deal was hailed as a breakthrough by its brokers, members of the Gulf Cooperation Council. But Gala Riani of IHS Global Insight says many questions hang over the agreement.
One of the problems, of course, is that Saleh remains in name as the president. Yesterday, five people were killed in Sana'a in clashes. Immediately afterwards, you had a statement from the president, Saleh, condemning what had happened and saying he would issue a probe into it. So that really poses an important question as to what kind of power does he still have.
Thousands of protesters watched the signing on television, which prompted celebrations in the capital. But Riani says many powerful institutions remain loyal to the president.
Will he still be using these groups, including his son, who's the head of the Republican Guard, to interfere essentially in political affairs?
The West is paying close attention to what happens in Yemen. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the man accused of trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight to Detroit on Christmas Day 2 years ago, is thought to have trained in the country. The United States regularly conducts unmanned drone strikes against al-Qaeda targets in Yemen. In September, a strike killed Anwar al-Awlaki, accused by the U.S. of being the terror group's chief propagandist.
Even the U.S., I think, is not keen to engage more with Yemen. What they want in Yemen is a political leadership that they can collaborate with. They certainly had that under Saleh, and they will be looking to perpetuate that and find, you know, another leadership that's willing to collaborate with them and willing to allow them to continue with their counter-terrorist operations.
Riani warns terror groups like al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula are seeking to exploit the political divisions in Yemen to gain more support on the ground. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.